When he turned the corner in his black and white Beaver County patrol car, Deputy Brandon Wynn saw the flames and smoke coming from the house. He radioed the fire department dispatch operator and reported the fire as he pulled up in front of the house. A few moments later, Fire Chief Wayne Rogers radioed him back, requesting further details about the fire.
Chief, got a fire in an old farmhouse on the west side of town on Cinder Street. Looks like it's just getting started. I don't have the exact address, but you won't be able to miss it. Just look for the big column of smoke. Better hurry,
he said as he pressed the don't talk button on his radio. Wouldn't you know it? I thought tonight would be a slow night, and now this? Well, fires are the chief's concern, not mine. I just want to make sure no one's trapped inside the house. The woman who called said she heard a lot of dogs barking at the house in question, but she sure didn't say anything about a fire. When he opened his patrol car door, he heard a number of dogs frantically barking, and from the sound of them, they were still in the house. Brandon raced up to the front door, pulled on the doorknob, and threw it open. Dogs of every breed, size, and type ran out of the house. He stood, looking in amazement, not believing what he was seeing. He estimated at least 30 dogs had been in the house. Fortunately, the big yard of the old farmhouse was fenced, so none of them escaped. A fire truck roared up the street just as he was placing a call to the Cedar Bay Animal Shelter director, Jenna Lee, to have people come and round up the dogs. When the fire truck came to a stop, members of the four-man crew jumped out, and within 10 minutes, they had the fire extinguished. The firemen walked into the house to make sure there weren't any hot spots left. A moment later, one of the firemen hurried out of the house and yelled,
"Deputy, you better come here. Looks like there may have been a reason for this fire."
Brandon followed the firemen inside. He motioned for Brandon to follow him down the hall. When they entered a bedroom at the end of the hall, he saw a white-haired woman's body lying on the bed in a pool of blood. There was a large bullet hole in the center of her chest. He walked over to her, but there was no reason to check for a pulse. She was obviously dead. He gently pulled her eyelids over her eyes, knowing she would never see anything again. He turned to the fireman that had led him to the bedroom and said as he walked out of the room,
"There's a good chance the fire was deliberately started by whoever murdered that poor woman in the bedroom. Probably hoped the fire would destroy any evidence of the crime. Have your men treat the fire as arson and start looking for evidence. I need to make a couple of calls."
A few minutes later, a woman approached him as he was walking down the hall and said, "Brandon, what's going on? There must be over 30 dogs running loose in the yard. I don't know where we'll put all of them. The shelter's almost at capacity as it is," Jenna Lee, the director of the shelter, said.
"Jenna, I have no idea. You know as much as I do. Can you round up the dogs and take them to the shelter for now? Maybe you can get some volunteers to place them in foster homes for a few days until all of this gets sorted out."
"Sure. I'll see what I can do. I brought the only van we have, and I'm going to have to make a number of trips to get all of them transported to the shelter. One of my helpers came with me, and we brought a lot of leashes. We'll get started immediately." She walked away, unaware that a woman had been murdered and was in the next room. Brandon pressed in Mike Reynolds' telephone number on his cell phone. Mike was the sheriff of Beaver County and the one who would be overseeing the murder investigation.
"Mike, hate to ruin your evening, but it looks like we've got a murder on our hands."
He told him what he and the firemen had found, as well as the problem of getting the dogs to the shelter.
"You and Kelly will be here as soon as you can?" "Good. Jenna could use some help. There are dogs everywhere you look. It's a real mess. See you in a few."